This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie.
And this is, this is us on Hot Start, right?
That's right. We still haven't learned anything.
Nope, not at all.
Never will either.
But we have learned how to introduce guests.
Well, we're working on that too. And with us here today from the Ford Motor Company, Daryl Beamer and Melvin Betancourt. And these gentlemen have been directly involved in Old Yeller out there, as well as many other Mustang projects. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
So what do you think of Oshkosh so far? Have you ever been here before?
Yes. This is probably my eighth time to Oshkosh, I think. It's better every year. It's phenomenal.
Are you guys wandering around in the background after the car has been unveiled, the Young Eagles Mustang, and you're sitting there looking at crowd reactions and everything? What's the general feel for Old Yeller this year?
Oh, that's the best part, is to hear people's comments. Yeah, it's really good. Every year people come up, and it's fun to see the kids especially, because they go, wow. You know, and that's the reaction you want, you know, and it kind of ignites a passion in them, so it's really good.
You guys really have a hard job. Because first off, you get to play with cars all day.
Yeah.
But the other part about this is coming up with a new Young Eagles Mustang every year. That's got to be tough.
When you walk around here and look at the airplanes, do you kind of like log what you see in your memory, see if it, you know, to use?
Yeah. I mean, we've done, so this is the first year that we've done one that kind of honors an individual, Bob Hoover, and also the P-51D Mustang. The ones in the past, we've done, what have we done, Melvin? We've done eight or nine.
Well, nine. Like, this is number
the
nine.
One.
Yeah.
So I can't remember. Then we did Apollo last year.
We did the AV-8, which was the first one, mm-hmm. which brought us a lot of money. And from there, we went to the Dearborn Dolly. And then from Dearborn Dolly, we went to Blue Angels, we went to Red Tails,
right.
Thunderbird, and
SR-71.
RS-71.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Blackbird, yeah.
And then you got into F-35,
yeah.
And then the Apollo.
Okay, very cool.
So you guys have been in this project ever since it was started.
How long does it take? I mean, you spend like the first 6 months arguing about what it's going to look like?
Yeah, we kind of start now on what we want to do for next year.
Okay.
So, you know, discussions are ongoing about what the theme wants to be, what kind of connection we want to make. It's good to come here because you see so much inspirational stuff for us that we kind of get the wheels turning and get kick-started on what we want to do for next year.
Okay. I want two little Raiders. Figure out how to make it look like a B-25.
There you go.
Put another engine in the trunk.
There you go.
Yeah, but I was going to say, this project, you have so many avenues to go and so many things that you can do with the car. Does it ever get boring working on this stuff?
You know, every year we say, this is it.
This is the last one. I'm not doing this again.
No, it's not that. It's just, how are we going to beat this next year?
Okay.
And every year, it just seems like the team that we have in play, the builders, the suppliers, our brothers and sisters from the SEMA show, everybody just kind of pulls together to support the Young Eagle Scout and the EAA show, which is amazing.
Now, we obviously don't know what the 2017 base Mustang is going to look like, but I'm hoping you guys do, because you need time to figure out how your concept's going to work with that new body.
Yeah. We kind of have a feeling about what it might look like.
Okay. So. Somewhat like the 2016 Mustang, but not quite.
Only better.
Only better, yeah. They're going to put a rocket engine in it.
Hey, that works for me. You know, you must have a heck of a crew working on these things. Do these people love working on the cars as much as you do?
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of the most fun projects you can work on. Not that doing Escapes and Explorers and Tauruses and other vehicles aren't fun, but Mustang in particular, and to do these specialty vehicles is probably the most fun you can have, I think, as a car designer. So
do you have like a backlog of people that would just love to be on the team? A list.
We're all a big family, but there are people that always lobby because they just see what we're doing. You know, they don't see the actual work that we do, and sometimes it gets grueling. But at the same time, the passion kicks in, having so much fun, and then having different manufacturing suppliers that donate to the cost. That's what makes it a lot of fun. And then the builder too. The builder is just as passionate as we are, and sometimes I consider myself to be very, very anal when it comes to the fit and finish of the car. Mm-hmm. He makes me look like I'm in grade school. So that's awesome to have.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I know. All the screws have to be aligned perfectly when they're tight.
It helps.
You know, guys, I just hit up with another idea. Red alert. Yeah. There has yet to be a convertible Young Eagles car.
Hmm.
How about one commemorating the Boeing Stearman?
Oh, there you go.
That's interesting.
Go. Open cockpit.
Yeah. Open cockpit.
Oh, he's just full of this
You're
stuff.
Right. We haven't done a convertible.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. No. There you go.
All right. Write that down.
All right. Look, if you guys do it, though, the only thing I want is my picture taken with the car.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Tell him Eddie sent you.
Yeah, that's right. I have to admit one thing. One of my favorite cars you guys did was the Blue Angels car. When I saw the paint job on that thing, I went, oh, my God, that's blue chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come up with the idea for that?
Where'd you find the paint?
Well, again, we every year, excuse me, the SEMA show and the partnerships that we create over the last, call it 26 years, it's kind of like an archive of parts. And we're always looking for manufacturers and people that do new innovations and what's hot, what's in trend. And we met this company called Chrome's Creation, Gary Watson, and he was on the forefront of using Spectrochrome and creating all these wild chrome-looking statues. And I said to him, I says, what about if we put that on a car? And he goes, I haven't done that yet, but I'd love to try. So we decided to do that, and then we put a tint over it, and we worked over and over and over, and there you have the
blue. Oh, it came out fabulous.
Yep.
Fabulous.
The effect was just incredible. That car was so shiny you could shave in it.
Yeah.
Not that I did that, mind
you. The car is debuted here. It's not taken to SEMA or any of these other places.
No.
This is the only place it's shown.
One-off for EAA. And,
kept under wraps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Need-to-know basis. Access codes. Dark
top
of
secret
night.
Clearance.
Top secret.
Yes.
Top secret.
The combination on Funk and Wagnall's porch.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep, men in black with your pieces dark glasses. You know, the one thing that I figure are two great moments in the car are when you actually get the car itself. You get hands-on and you start taking the car apart to put the modifications on. But I'll bet the other electric moment, and this is the one that really probably lights people up, is when she's finally done.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like when you guys get one done? I mean, is it high fives and beer all around? Or
I think tremendous sense of relief is in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Because, you know, it's true. When you kind of tear them apart and you're putting it together, you never know quite how it's going to turn out. We do the sketches and the renderings and the design theme, and we think we know what we're doing. So there's kind of this affirmation that, yeah, we got it right when you unveil the car. And it's different, too. Photography does funny things, too. So pictures aren't always kind to cars. Colors can show up or not show up. Blue Angels, as you said, was a great color on the car, photographed very well. When you see it in person, though, that's when you really know, and it comes together.
Yeah, that was the beauty about it. The Blue Angels car had such great presence. It just, the photographs didn't do it justice. Mm-hmm. You walk up to that thing, and it just knocks you to the floor.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It must be a good feeling when you get that last meeting that finally says, okay, it's done. Go get the car off the line and start on the actual build.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Once you get kicked off and get going, then you know you're kind of in the groove and putting everything together. You got a timeline, which is normally pretty tight for us as well, but you know, this kind of the last week and actually coming here and seeing it on display at Oshkosh is really the best.
So. And seeing all the people go, wow,
yeah.
Where can I get one?
I was going to say that's got to be the best part of it all. Is the wow.
You guys
factor.
Are going to the dinner then?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
very cool. You get to go, wow, that was a lot of money.
Well, that is the idea. You gentlemen have been working hard to help raise money for the Young Eagles, and these cars have been absolutely fabulous doing it. I mean, every year you just keep ramping it up.
Stop it. You're putting the pressure on them.
I am.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've done 9 cars to date, and it's probably raised, $3 million or maybe over $3 million
Young Eagles.
Right. So, yeah.
Well, here it is. 10th anniversary. I bet you guys.
10th anniversary Stearman Edition. Yeah.
I bet you guys got something tricky up. No, well, I'm not saying for the
right?
I'm not saying for the 10th anniversary you should do a Stearman Edition. I had mentioned to Kevin Keeling that you should do something excruciatingly special for the 10th anniversary.
Oh.
You know, maybe...
Those guys know all about the excruciating part.
Yeah, I'll bet they do. But I had mentioned to him, maybe you ought to do something as kind of an overview of the previous cars and incorporate it all into one. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how you do that either. Hmm.
But I remember seeing out on the show circuit, there was a car, a Camaro, and it was painted up very patriotically. Somebody had put like 3,000 hours in on airbrush on this thing. And I was thinking maybe Ford Motor Company could find an excruciating crew of talented artists to go and airbrush a Mustang for the 10th edition.
Anything's possible.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Do you guys take a class picture with the car when you're done?
We always do.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. You all got to gather around and get your picture taken. Mrs. Phoebus is third grade, it says.
It's got to be a great sense of accomplishment, and then you go, oh, God, we got to do another one.
Yeah. Okay, on Monday we start again.
That's right. That's kind of the wheels turning right now. Okay, what are we going to do next year?
Yeah. Well, you know, we had Edsel Ford in here yesterday. Does he ever drop in to take a look at the car while it's being built?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Does everybody stand at attention and salute?
And clean off your desk. He's coming in.
he is a great supporter of it. And, we've had Carol Shelby and we've had Jack Roush and we've had other individuals that have had input on the cars, too, SR71 in particular.
Mm-hmm. Carol Shelby came to the studio and so did Jack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
They actually reviewed the sketches. We got their input, you know, and they helped us kind of make our selection on what we wanted to do.
Cool.
Sounds great.
Well, I want to thank you guys for joining us. That's Daryl Beamer. I must get a lot of abuse over his last name. And Melvin Betancourt. And make sure you guys get over to the Ford Pavilion and see the Mustang before they sell it.
Old Yeller.
I think we should get our pictures taken sitting in the car.
I think we should, too.
There you go.
Make it happen. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.